Welcome back, everyone, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping into something called Play SMS. It's this really powerful, maybe a bit under-the-radar tool for handling text messages in, well, pretty sophisticated ways. But before we really get into it, we want to give a massive thank you to our supporter, SafeServer.de. They're fantastic at helping businesses with their digital transformation. And honestly, they make shows like this possible by expertly handling the hosting for exactly the kind of powerful software we often talk about. You can learn more about what they offer at www.safeserver.de. So our goal today, cut through the jargon, figure out what Play SMS actually is, what it lets you do, and why it's, frankly, super useful, especially if you're new to this kind of thing. Okay, let's unpack this.
Yeah, sounds good. And Play SMS is, I think, a perfect example. It shows how software can take something we think is simple, like SMS, and, you know, completely revolutionize how you manage it. We'll definitely keep it accessible today, help you grasp the core value quickly. It's much more than just sending a text.
Right. So, okay, first question then. For someone hearing Play SMS for the first time, what's the quick version? What is it?
Okay, fundamentally, Play SMS is a free and open source web interface. Think of it like a dashboard you use in your web browser. Its main job is to manage SMS gateways and bulk SMS services. It's basically the control center for your SMS operations.
Okay, a web interface, a control panel.
Yeah.
Makes sense. You mentioned SMS gateway, though. That sounds important.
Yeah.
If Play SMS is the control panel, what's the gateway? Is it like the engine?
That's a great way to put it, yeah. Or think of it like this. If Play SMS is the smart mailroom manager deciding where everything goes, the SMS gateway is the actual post office. It's the system that really connects to the mobile networks to send and receive the messages. And this is a really crucial point for beginners. Play SMS itself doesn't send the SMS. It needs to connect to one of these gateways like Gamu or Canal, maybe Twilio, using plugins.
I see.
So Play SMS tells the gateway what to send, how to handle it, where it goes. It gives you that layer of control.
Got it. So Play SMS directs the traffic and the gateway does the actual delivery.
Perfect. And you said it's free and open source. What does that really mean practically for someone using it?
Well, what's fascinating here is that free and open source, usually under a license like GPL 3.0, means more than just zero cost. It's about freedom. You get flexibility, you can see the code that's transparency, and you benefit from a whole community improving it. You're not locked in. You can change it, adapt it. Plus, it connects to loads of different gateways, like we mentioned, Gamu, Canal, SMS server tools, cloud ones like Twilio.
So you have options.
Exactly. Tons of choice in how you set up your messaging. That's why it's so adaptable, like a mobile portal system.
Okay. That control and community support, that sounds like a big plus. So now we know what it is. Let's get into the really interesting part. What can it actually do for you? What problems does it solve?
Right. This is where it gets really practical. It has a whole toolkit of features that go way beyond just basic texts. Turns SMS into a serious tool.
Okay. Walk us through some highlights. What are the features that make you go, aha? Well, first off, bulk SMS. Sending one message to lots of phones at once. Super useful for things like alerts, marketing messages, community updates, that kind of thing. It handles sending to large groups really well.
Right, for mass communication, obvious need there. What about just sending a single normal text?
Yep, it handles personalized messaging too, sending single SMS. And importantly, it supports different types of messages, not just plain text, but also flash messages.
Oh, the ones that pop right up on the screen.
Exactly, those immediate pop-ups. And Unicode, which is crucial for handling different languages, special characters, emojis, makes it usable worldwide.
Flash messages are pretty neat for grabbing attention fast.
Yeah.
As it's sending stuff out, what about messages coming in?
It's just as capable there. You can receive SMS to an inbox right inside Play SMS. And then you can set it up to automatically forward those incoming messages, maybe to your email or to another phone or even a group of phones. This is that mobile to web idea, connecting your text to your other digital stuff.
That's really clever. Bridging mobile and web. What other automated things could it do?
Okay, so there's SMS auto reply. Someone texts a keyword like INFO.
Yeah.
Diatos Mess can automatically send back a pre-written response. Super handy. Then there's SMS command. This one's pretty powerful. You can actually trigger scripts or commands on your server just by sending a specific SMS.
Whoa, hold on. You can run server commands with a text message.
Yeah. It sounds a bit wild, right?
It does. I mean, that sounds incredibly useful for automation, but maybe a little risky? How does that work securely?
That's a fair point. And security is key, obviously. You need to set it up carefully. But think about it. Maybe non-technical staff need to trigger a simple report or restart a specific non-critical service. With the right security, very limited commands, it lets them do that quickly via SMS without needing full server access. It can even connect physical systems to remote triggers. Beyond that, it can run things like SMS polls and quizzes for interactive stuff. And SMS Custom lets you forward incoming texts to completely external applications, like your own web service via URL. It gives you huge integration power.
Okay, wow. So it really is a full platform, sending, receiving, automating, interacting, the works.
Exactly. And it doesn't stop there. It has built-in protective stuff, too. Things like blacklist and stop list plugins, even firewall features specifically for SMS. These are vital for stopping spam, for security, making sure you're compliant. And maybe the coolest part, it's extensible. Users can build their own features, their own tools, themes, even gateway connectors as plugins.
Ah, so you can really tailor it.
Totally. It makes it incredibly adaptable to almost any specific need you might have. That's the open source power shining through.
That extensibility is huge. Okay, so pulling this all together, what does this mean for someone actually thinking about using this? Why should they care about these specific features? Let's get into the why it matters.
Yeah, the why it matters really comes down to the level of fine-grained control and efficiency you get. Take routing flexibility. This is a big one. You can tell PlaySMS to send messages going to, say, a specific country code through one gateway, maybe a cheaper one, or write messages differently based on which user is sending them. You can even direct incoming messages to specific users within PlaySMS or push them to a specific web address.
Okay, so you can optimize costs and direct messages really precisely.
Precisely. It stops being just sending texts and becomes managing a communication flow strategically. You can treat it like a business asset, not just a utility.
That makes a lot of sense, especially for businesses or maybe people reselling SMS services. Does it handle like user accounts and billing within that?
It does, yeah. There's an SMS credit system built in per user, so perfect for multi-user setups or resellers managing client usage. It also supports multi-domain. One installation can run multiple branded sites, great for white labeling.
Oh.
And multi-language support, English, French, Indonesian, Russian, others. Makes it globally useful. Plus, long SMS support. You can configure how it handles messages longer than the standard limit. Ensures your whole message gets through properly.
So it's really built for scale and diverse needs, down to the details. That's impressive. Now, with any open source project, you always wonder, is it still alive? Is it being updated?
Right, and this raises that important question. How does an open source tool stay so relevant? Well, it has active development, dedicated people behind it, like Anton Raharja. They just released version 1.4.7 in December 2023.
Oh, recently then?
Yeah, very recent. And it brought real improvements. Faster database stuff for sending and reports, simpler queries, making report pages load quicker, and crucially, PHP 8 compatibility. That means it's running on modern, secure, fast web technology, shows a real commitment to keeping it current, focusing on security and performance.
That's really good to hear. Modern tech, ongoing updates. What about actually installing it? Is it difficult to get running?
No, it's actually quite flexible there too. You can install it on standard servers like Ubuntu. There are good guides for setting it up on, say, Ubuntu 18.04, whether that's on your own machine using VirtualBox or on a cloud server like DigitalOcean. And if you like containers, which lots of people do now.
Docker?
Yep, Docker containers are available. You can just pull something like PlaySMS 1.4.3 and get it running pretty quickly. So it caters to different tech preferences, local setups, cloud containers, quite accessible.
Okay, we have covered a lot of ground today, really dug into PlaySMS. We went from, you know, what is this thing, this smart manager for texts, to all the amazing things it can do, bulk messages, interactive replies, even server commands. And finally, understanding the kind of powerful control it gives you over your SMS communications. For you listening, hopefully this has been a good shortcut to understanding this really versatile open source system. Maybe it sparks some ideas. So here's a thought to leave you with. Given all these ways PlaySMS can automate, route, and interact, what totally new, maybe unexpected ways could you use SMS? Something beyond just person-to-person chat, maybe connecting devices or community projects.
Yeah, definitely explore it if you're curious. The official website, PlaySMS.org, has tons of info. Or check out their GitHub repository. The community's active, and the resources are all there to learn more.
And one last time, a huge thank you to SaveServer.de for supporting the show and helping make these deep dives happen. Check them out for your hosting and digital transformation needs at www.taxserver.de. Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.